You may think of it as an idle pastime on your trip to and from work, but reading and driving is a serious offense that can damage your car, your book, or even lead to a run-on sentence in jail. Independent studies show 1 in 5 drivers reading Timothy Findley will be in an accident. 1 in 2 readers of Kurt Vonnegut will cause a collision, while drivers reading anything by Stephen King are guaranteed to hit something. Yes, so I'm stuck in this dreary old box till later this month. The fact is, when I get out, I'll be a star. Everyone will gather around me and say, "My, what a wonderful and unique gift. Where did it come from?" All the while, the other gifts will be sad and unoriginal. Chewing has always been thought of as a strictly mammalian ability. But during the reign of the dinosaurs 100 million years ago, in the southern supercontinent of Gondwana, some crocodiles were likely doing something very close to that. An ancient crocodile species has been discovered with molar teeth that fit together much like those of small carnivorous mammals. With lanky limbs, a lack of stiff armor on its back, and a nose ill-equipped for the water, it likely acted more like a terrestrial cat than a fierce water predator. Based on what scientists know about what was alive around that